All right, so I just want to say that I know this isn't going to be a big surprise to anybody, and please don't freak out. I'm not going to freak out. I'm just going to go with it. But as of the end of December, I won't be on Martha Radio anymore. And I'm not going to get emotional now because I cried enough today. So I think I'm all cried out in Elisa and the Cult Jam kind of way. And
it's a good tune.
Yeah, I know, right? And yeah, I think that the channel is going to probably go in a direction that doesn't include me. I don't know I don't know anything that they're doing or not doing, but I know that I'm not going to be a part of it, and I'm okay. That's it. I think that I'm hopeful I will end up elsewhere at SiriusXM again. Don't know anything yet, but I'm hopeful. And I'm here till the end of December. So there needs to be no panic, and you can always email me and find me on Facebook and Twitter, and it's all going to be whatever it is.
Yeah. I don't think we should panic.
No.
Panic room? Here's the conundrum for
what?
Listeners.
And my email is radiokenny@gmail.com.
This is like one of my favorite films, A Walk to Remember, starring Mandy Moore.
Jesus, I never saw that one. Too depressing.
Our listeners now can either choose to just cut and run right now because we have a death sentence, like we have Terminal.
Right.
Whatever. Terminal Radio.
We're Terminal on the channel.
And they can either just start the grieving process now.
Yeah.
Or like we can get married and be really committed till we die.
Can we break some glass?
Soon. But then at the same time, you might like be reincarnated like several days later on a different channel.
Yeah, so I just don't know. I just don't know. But look, I'm so grateful that I had, like, no joke, I'm so grateful that I've had the over 6 years that I've had here.
Right.
Because on this channel, because I learned how to be on the radio. And so how could I, regardless of how it ends, how could I knock that?
Right.
And I built up enough of a skill that I'm hopeful that things will work out the way they're supposed to work out. I mean, I can't look at it anyway because to do that would turn me into the kind of person that I'm not. So I'm like a positive girl.
You are.
So I move forward.
And we're right there with you.
You guys know that I'm trying to figure it out for all
for
of us. I'm not
I
shipper.
Think I'll speak for all of us, you know, Ishak and Sean and I, when I say, you know, we're really glad to have this opportunity and we're right there with you.
I said I wasn't going to get upset.
No, that didn't make you cry.
You're such an asshole.
We're just kidding. We hated every minute of it.
Hi, Mindy. I can't. It's not going on. Hey.
I'm really sorry to hear about it, but I do recall you on Howard, and I thought
it was fun.
Awesome.
Thanks.
On Howard, and he did offer a time slot, if I do recall.
Let's hold him to it.
Yeah, he did offer that. He's a good man. I mean, I don't know what's going to be, but I'm hopeful that something will be, and things happen. Look, this is life. There's who knows what's at play, and that's all right.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving up. Don't worry. I'm not. Listen, this is it. I'm not going to be on this channel. I don't know where I'll be, but I'm cautiously optimistic that I'll be somewhere, and that will all just be determined as it plays out.
Change is in the air, and it's always a good thing.
I think you'd be great for the women audience in Howard, and I wish the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bye. Thanks, Mindy.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Okay.
866-675-6675. Let's go to Allison. Hey, Allison.
Hey, I just can't believe that you announced this.
Well, I mean, I was thinking about it today because I'm not going to leave until the end of the month, end of December. But again, when I see, I'm hoping that I'm going to stay at SiriusXM. So that's not. That I'm not looking to leave radio or anything. And I just felt like it wasn't right to not let you guys know because, I don't know, for 6 years
we're your fans, and we care.
To me, you're more than my fans. Yeah. To you guys are like a big part of my lifeline. So how can I not tell?
You guys are like third cousins to Jim.
It is, but that's true. But that's true for me. I was laughing last night as I was watching 60 Minutes, and Taylor Swift was on 60 Minutes. And my husband and I were watching, and we're cracking up, because clearly she's a superstar, and clearly I'm not. But she was talking about and this is where the similarities end. She was talking about how she interacts with her fans or the people who come to see her or the people who write her on the internet and everything. And I'm like, I do that too, but it's because it's a genuine affection. I'm tickled by the fact that anybody wants to talk to me. So, of course,
well,
I talk back.
People have things in common with you and have grown to care about you. I just want to say, and I know you'll appreciate this and we'll explain to others what it means, I believe in the shared. I think you do, too, that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So when God shuts the door, he'll open the window, and I know bigger and better things are out there for you, Jen. And wherever it is, I'm going to follow you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks, Allison.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Brian, my first super fan
hey.
In New Jersey. Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, like, I remember when I was in there that I commented that you had that, you know, the gift to be a host and whatnot and to be able to carry a show.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should sweat it because you will bounce back and, you know, end up on another channel. I'm pretty positive
thanks,
of that.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, and no, I'm certainly going to work toward that end. So yeah, I appreciate the support and the niceness, and I love that you're a super fan, mm-hmm. and I love that that you had tweeted the other day on a Wait Wednesday, and your Twitter is Brian in Jersey. You tweeted the other day that you used to be fat, and I didn't know that about you until you tweeted that, and I love that. I think that's probably part of the reason you're so nice.
Yeah, I'll tell you, like, if I ever come up again, I'll bring a picture. It's pretty funny.
Okay. I'd like to see it. That'd be fun.
Definitely.
Well, Brian had sent me an email today with a really hilarious picture of a license plate in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I saw it.
Did you see it?
He sent it to me. I loved it.
It was great.
Oh, my God.
Joe Pa's still king there, huh?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was stuck on the bridge, and I just looked up, and I saw the Joe Pa license plate.
Yeah.
And it was right at the beginning of Pennsylvania. I was like, that's classic.
There they
oh, my God. So frightening.
Pennsylvania considers him a god. I don't know about now, but they always
no,
did.
It shouldn't be.
I mean, they've got to let that puppy go.
So is it Joe Pa that closed the door and is opening a window?
Thanks for calling, Brian. No, I don't think so. Because would he open a window and let some guy come in and do some kid touching? Let's go to Mindy in Indiana. Hey, Mindy, you're on the air.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
I'm so bummed.
Well, don't be bummed. Listen, SiriusXM is a big place. And I believe that I'll be okay. I don't know, but I am gonna be. I'm going to think positively because I love what I do, and I think I have a really nice connection with my listeners. So I'm not meant to be on this channel anymore, but that's okay.
And you're the whole reason that I got my XM radio. I got a new car and I had the test. And I listened to you and Alexis, and I was like, this is great.
Aww.
I have an hour to mute each way, and so you better be somewhere, or XM and Sirius are not getting my money every month.
Right. Well, keep being a subscriber, and we're going to think positively.
Well, unless they don't pick up the show on another channel, then definitely cancel.
that's another.
Yeah, I like that.
That's not my.
I know you're good.
Not how I go.
See, we're like the bad devil on your shoulder.
Yeah, I just don't want to do
let's
that.
Let's be honest here, though. Jenny, you have a lot of friends here. You were saying SiriusXM is a big place, and it's filled with a lot of your friends. So.
Yeah, no, and it is. And I have good friends here, and I. Yeah,
Jennifer, there's a show called Animal Intuition on this platform. Really, they can't find a place? They're talking to pet psychics. Really, you can't find a channel for us?
Find a place.
Come on, Sirius.
Let me go to Lionheart. Hey, Lionheart, you're on the air.
What's up, J-Hud? How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am doing as well as I could with this news.
Yeah.
Managing.
Yeah.
I had to go and get a prescription for Percocet. That's how upset I am. But you know what? I never thought you were a great fit for that channel anyway. There's so much room on Sirius, and they're not going to let somebody as talented and as lovely as you slip out of their fingers.
Thank you. Well, thanks. Hopefully it'll all work out.
I'm sure.
I'm going to think positively. Thanks, Lion.
Besides, you promised me I could come back in for another Wait Wednesday.
Yes, I do want you to do that.
So now I got to get that in before the end of the year is what you're telling me?
Yeah, pretty much. So you better start. And I know right now you're a bit immobilized due to some whiplash, so.
Well, it's mostly my rib cage.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Thank you
all
so
right.
much. Bye.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for calling. Bye. Let's go to Diane in Tulsa. Hey, Diane.
Hey, Jennifer. Hey. I'm just going to miss you, but I know that you will find a home, and I have Sirius because of you, so I hope that you will be on Sirius so I can find you. But
oh, I hope so,
well.
Too. Yeah.
I wish you well. And thanks. When you on your Facebook yesterday, I put on your Facebook, if you have something to say, you know, say it.
Yeah.
Or if you, I don't mean say it right now or whatever, but if you feel like you need to say something to somebody, I think you should say it if it's not hateful. Because as I put on your Facebook,
yeah,
the end result is the same. You can swallow things or say I'm going to overlook things, but it usually ends up, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it ends up the way, but you have to stay true to you, and I think you have stayed true to you, and I appreciate that very much. But I wish you great luck.
Thanks.
I'm so proud of you for losing your weight, and so, and the way that you've done it, and the way that you've been encouraging other people, I think that's wonderful. And what I've always liked about you is that you were a privileged girl who was, not that I don't think privileged people can be nice, but I think that you understood that you were a privileged person, but you also understood that you were more like other people than not like. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, of
and
course.
I always admired that about you.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, she was a 1%er who always felt like a 99%er.
Which is good, because ultimately I'm going to be a 99%er, so there you go.
Right. But honestly, that's probably one of the more endearing qualities about you.
Thanks.
Like she said, you know, you're incredibly generous for how privileged you've grown up, because a lot of people who've grown up,
right,
you know, that way or tend to not be super generous.
Silly.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Hey, Andy, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Good, good, good. Listen, now, you're a smart lady. I know you are. So a part of you probably figured this was going to happen. But the one thing I'll say, standpoint, seriously, started to completely get rid of you because you have a fan base. People want to hear you.
Right.
So I think you're going to be okay. Regardless.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. Listen, I'm sure. I'm hopeful that Sirius knows that, and I'm hopeful Sirius recognizes that. Well, I can't. There's not much more I can do about that. I mean, I just I believe
so
that.
Sad about the past times. Look forward to the future.
I am.
Channel where you should be.
Yep. And it'll all be fun. And again, I'm incredibly grateful that I've had the time that I've had to be here and grow here. I was given a great opportunity. Thanks for calling by MSO. And so that's how it goes. These things happen. People, I've been here over 6 years. It's not like it's I've been with the company. I was with almost 7. So this is just how this one goes. And that's okay. Hi, UCB Fred.
Hi, Jenny.
I love him. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to also offer my support and say that if you're not coming back in January, I'm also not coming back.
I think you can't because of your internship.
That's neither here nor there. I will stand in solidarity with you.
I like you so much. You know that. Where can people find your animation work and stuff? I know you work on Ron and Fez, and you're an intern. You're unbelievable and funny and talented, but you also do animation. Yeah. Where can they find stuff?
Oh.
Where can they find you?
I have a website where I post my weekly cartoon called eatthattoast.com.
Okay, eatthattoast.com.
Yeah.
You are really, really, really talented.
Too many T's next to each other. I get confused writing this URL.
Eatthattoast.com.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, UCB Fred. Thank you. You're going
to
make me cry too.
Luck
all right.
To you
I'll
guys.
See you anyway in the next
right.
few weeks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks.
He's a cutie.
Yeah. So freaking
he's
cute.
He's tall and skinny, and you know how I love those tall, skinny minis.
Yeah, I love him. I love UCB Fred just because he's adorable. He's like an adorable character. Just everything about him.
Then he's
Ronnie B always says, like, he's just this super cute critter. He just is. Yeah. I don't know who Radio Sean Ryan is talking to for so long. That infuriates me. But what are you going to do?
We call those kind of callers time burglars.
Yeah, they just stay on the line.
Sometimes you get those.
Yeah, it happens.
So, Jenny, we just stay positive.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll all be poor and together. It's
we'll always have a place at the Occupy Wall Street camp. Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's right.
That's no longer there.
Yeah.
Our options are running a little low here, kids.
No, let's go to Adam in California. Hi, Adam. You're on the air.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Good. I'm okay.
I heard that. I figured that was going to be the news.
Yeah. Listen, it's not a big surprise. It just is what it is.
Yeah, but you know, I only pay for Sirius to listen to your show.
Well, Sirius has a lot to offer, so I don't I don't look at it like that. I mean, I listen to The Blend. I am a big Howard fan. I'm a Ron and Fez fan. I like Opie and Anthony. I like everything here. It makes me happy. I like OutQ. I like Mederic and Romaine. I mean, there's...
Yeah, I listen to the shows that you recommend usually, or if you're going to be on something.
I love my Pete Dominic. I was on that show before. I didn't even tell him this yet. He's going to be like, what? How did you not tell me?
Cox with Pete was pretty great. I listened to him the first time.
I love Cox with Pete. Yeah, they're all... Yeah. The people here are fun, and they make good radio. So it's...
Yeah, and you know, if Sirius doesn't take you on, the Huddaholics are going to be like, yo, Sirius, and we're going to start a campaign to get you back, right?
Yeah, well, hopefully... hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that. They're in trouble.
Right. Well, hopefully it won't. Yeah, no, I hope not. I hope they just do the right thing or whatever.
Well, I hope you find a place. I'll keep listening. Thanks. And hopefully until you find something.
Thank you. Thanks, Adam. Thanks for calling. Bye. Yep. Okay, bye. Next up.